wait for the little.
Okay. Today is December the 7th. I am Chris Gabriel. I am interviewing Nick. How do you pronounce your last name?
Alokli.
Alokli. Today we are talking about fishing. So, to start us off, what year would you say that you got started in fishing?
Well, ever since I can remember, I started I started pursuing it around '54, and I continued pursuing it after. In '69, I started running boats.
And '69?
Yeah. 91. I had to sell out because of the price was so low and I couldn't make a living out of it anymore. After that, I turned to school.
Oh, yeah.
The price was so low. The run was pretty bad. I started fishing again. And I got a boat to lease for my son. And he was a friend of Raylene. But I was a crew member of instead, you know. He was a captain and I was a crew member. I was 6 years old, 60 years old. And the other guys on board there. College students. They used to call them greenhorns. First time fishing experience, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what they call them, greenhorns. And the summer would be okay. And after that, he was lost. He ran the boat one more time that I didn't go then. He just lost interest in fishing salmon. So he just quit. Started to go crabbing instead. He's been crabbing since. He got out of Navy in '89. I fished Delaware until 1998.
I'm sorry, you fished until 98?
Yeah. I'm a crew member. I was still pretty active then. After that, I just quit, retired from fishing. Because it was getting too much for me. I was getting old and I couldn't run around the boat as fast as I used to. I didn't want to quit, but I have to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a fisherman, you just don't want to quit. If I was strong enough, I'd still go back on fishing. I still like to go out. I lived my life. It used to be fun before, and you know, just being all excited. June, start pushing the lines. Big salmon open. Big salmon used to be in July, when I was going to draw. All excited, you know, fish show up. Sometimes they don't show up, and so all summer. We used to make a good living out of that, but after that, all that was good. Same with the heroin. hair that went down the drain to top. But I never went hair in it. My son did. I think hair is starting to come back little by little now. And like every summer, it's starting to get a little stronger. Yeah. Like now, we cut it fully. I know Prince will have some. I don't think it could cover that. But I wish to be decreasing that.
When you started fishing, what was the fish that you most tried to get? Like what?
Ridge.
Which one?
Ridge. I didn't think I was going to get on fishing rods and chunks. So I took everything. Them days they do can of salmon. They know it's good fishing. Particular about what they had with that, they took it all. Canned them. After I was through, that market went all the way down, and I really want to can them anymore. They were like humpish anymore. They started freezing reds mostly. That came back. They wanted to take samples down the drain. There was no market for them.
Now, when you say that you'd still go, do you mean like fishing as in like on the boat and tons of fish, or just like out there at a stream, like casting a line kind of fishing? Does it matter to you, or does it?
No, we have 200 fathoms sand. You have to make sets all the time. Before we made nothing but round hole. That was before we got power rods, and we have to pull them in by hand. 200 pounds, that's a lot of work. People get the power block. Everything by hand. I remember one time I fished with my aunt and her husband. We had a little brandy. Me and her, we gave them an age to encourage a good work. fishing all day long. Across such a nation. And, well,
does your son still fish crab?
Yeah, I'm sure he's still fishing down ADAC, fishing ground crab. He does pretty good. He works himself to an engineer. Now he works himself to his skipper. He's going to be running that boat now. He was supposed to take over, but I don't know if he did yet. Because the other guy was supposed to retire. Because the owners could down could run it. He was good enough to do it. But that means we've been a problem. So.
When did he did
pretty good this year so far. I think he got about 600,000.
600,000 pounds.
Very good. Their goal is 1,000,000 pounds. By the time they're done, they'll probably reach it. That'll be about February March.
And are they out at sea this whole time, or do they go out and come back and go out and come back?
No, they go out for a couple of weeks and they get maybe 100,000 pounds. They come and deliver and they go out again. They do it from August 15th till whenever they reach the quota. Like last year they got done in February. People used to be in May. They used to be out there all winter long. Now it's getting a little shorter this year.
Now, is there any reason why they do it from August to February? Is, like, do the crabs?
The crab is, you know, more crab in there. I think the crab is more firm, you know, sometimes it's a solid shell. Sure, it's too warm. And it's better when it's cold. I'm glad to have them much about a crab.
Oh, when did your son get started?
When he was 6 years old. He was born in 66. 6 years
old. Did he go out with you on the boat?
Yeah, he used to come. And he did manage work. 6 years old. All day long. Pulling the same. Pitching fish, like pitching whatever that caught, yeah, pitching by hand, put them in a rail. They tackle the 30,000 pounds. Fish all day. That was hard work for a little kid.
Yeah.
doing tinkering, grabbing. Kind of done to quickly feel the cool. Now I worry all the time. I worry too, but I'm not quite sure what I'm alive. It's why she never watched it. Show that they did this catch.
So now, when you would fish, was your boat also like a cleaning boat? The reason why I ask is because I met someone who was a fisherman and he showed me pictures, and like apparently on their boat, they would both catch the fish and clean the fish on the boat.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could get, you know, you get a better price. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing, but it doesn't require.
No. Did you do that on?
No.
No.
We just deliver them to the county. They get the picture.
How about your son's boat? Is his like that? Is his a clean boat? Like?
Mm-hmm.
No, they just deliver the crabs to the canner.
Yeah. You know, you gotta cook them while they're alive. Can't do it in both. They have to be cooked while they're still alive. Yeah, after the death, so long they put some kind of poison. Stuck on it, they have a dead, launching a tank. They go on, stuck on it, they have to go deliver. After so many days, they get lost, they get lost. It's a kind of poison, kills artifacts too. So they have to deliver. Every time you get enough to deliver, come upon and come to 50, whatever it is. Sometimes you get a lot of dead loss. They don't take creamy as if you're going to mail. Grab the truda. And the size then, bring the crab over them. Rolling around, it must be hard to kind of try to and that sort of thing. Took us 18 days to cross the Gulf. Still young.
How high were the seas?
Huh?
How high were the seas?
Couldn't tell you for that. I had to anchor up for the place where you could anchor up. Outside of friends here in town. They're called Hitching Boys. Tied up, or anchored up there for 8 days. And after that, we were running out of groceries and fuel, so I had to go into Cordova and get some fuel and groceries. Went back out there and negotiated another 2 or 3 days out there, anchored up, where it is at night. We finally made it to Yakutat. Yakutat, we were traveling about 7 hours. Got so well, I was turned back. The waves were so big, you know, when they turned back, the sea behind me was pushing the boat. Took 75 hours to get back.
Wow.
Finally, we made it to Cape Spencer. After 18 days. We had no shower in the boat. One time I took a shower when I got to Ketchikan. Our first stop was Puna. Sometimes the excursion I met was a company, Canada's company boat that we were taking down. We were up there and last night was Ketchikan. They got them all there to Seattle and said, Vancouver Island, inside passage. And it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. When we ever get a chance to go through there, we probably can do it in the family. It's beautiful. And I missed doing that because I like doing that. Not being in the pool. When you, about 3 or 4 years ago, my son asked me when I wanted to go to Dublin. I go across the Pacific to Newport from the Strait from Dutch Harbor. So I flew down to Dutch Harbor. I went down with them to Newport, Oregon, straight across. It took us 8 days. We were out there. Can't see no land. Once in a while, you see a little bird. Old.
expensive. Maybe. I might want to check it. That is somebody.
Come in.
Howdy. How are you?
How much more time do you have left?
Oh, you don't need that much more time. So, anyway, thank you very much, Nick.
You're welcome.
Have
I hope you learned something.
Oh.